This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back on April 24th. And I'll tell you what, I spotted this company about a year ago, and I love it. I can give you so many reasons why I do love it. Back in 2015, they only had revenues of $125,000. In 2016, they did a little bit over $500,000. 2017, they did $3 million. Just that alone is one of the reasons why I like it. We're talking about Evio, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. Ticker symbol EVIO, grossly undervalued here at 76 cents. That's my personal opinion. And I'll tell you what, I think it's a buy here. We're going to welcome to the show the CEO. Give us an update because this guy's been working his butt off the last probably 90 days since we talked to him. No other than William Waldrop. William, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good afternoon and glad to be back and glad to be having an opportunity to talk about what's been going on.
You know, you've done some acquires, you did some agreements, you've retired some convertible debt, you added some new board members. Holy cow, I mean, you're just going crazy over there.
Well, absolutely. Well, it's been my commitment to our shareholders, right? We, number one, we have a commitment to the industry, right? We're here to provide compliance testing to ensure safe cannabis is out there for all the hockey moms and NASCAR dads. You know, when they go into a dispensary, they can feel comfortable and what they're consuming is safe. Same time, you know, we have to continue to grow to support the overall industry. You know, like you said, you know, we have focused a lot on California. We talked about that last April. California is the $100 million marketplace in the short term, you know, growing to a $200 million marketplace. That's just for testing. You've heard numbers of $2.5 to $6 billion as it relates to cannabis sales just in California alone. So, you know, we're working to position ourselves to support that marketplace, to ensure that we have sufficient labs so that the supply chain doesn't get bottlenecked, as some of the things that you've heard about.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about is that you did an agreement with MRX Labs in Portland. Why that company and why now?
Well, Portland is in a consolidation mode. You may have heard there's been an oversupply of product in the state of Oregon, upwards of estimates of $1.4 billion in product. So, you know, what's happening is, and reflected a little bit in our last quarter revenues, that, you know, people came out of the gate, fall harvest last year, a lot of testing happened. And then we ended up with $1.4 billion in product, and the marketplace is only consuming $400 million plus in product annually. So that product's kind of sitting on the shelf. People have already tested it. And as a result, you know, we're not seeing the revenues as we are. So we have to look at how do we continue to grow? How do we continue to consolidate in a marketplace that's now beginning to mature a little bit since the initial inception back in October of 2016?
Absolutely.
And MRX was a perfect partner for us. You know, they put together a premier award-winning lab up in Portland. The parent company also manufactures state-of-the-art extraction equipment. And they felt it was time to kind of separate the lab business from their extraction equipment business. And as a result, it kind of formed a great marriage. Number one, we have a top-notch facility now located up in Tigard. We're going to be able to consolidate and save money as we look to merge our locations together. As well as I've picked up a really great industry strategic partner who's not only building extraction equipment for clients in Oregon, but all of North America, including Canada. So we have that relationship so that we could be a win-win for both parties.
You know, William, there's a lot of OTC companies that do mergers, memorandums of understanding, LOIs and stuff like that. And the companies that they are purchasing or tried to purchase have very little revenues. What kind of impact is MRX going to make on your bottom line?
Well, top line and bottom line, two elements here. MRX right now, when we made the acquisition, was on a run rate of doing $1 million a year in top line revenue. One of the opportunities that we came out of this was they were basically outsourcing their pesticides. It's costing them anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000 a month as a third-party cost. As you heard from, or we've talked about before as a company, you know, we did that early on. Well, in November of 2017, we brought in all of the technology into Evio so that we can perform all of that testing in-house. So we're going to start recognizing that $25,000 to $35,000 a month immediately in the state of Oregon. That's almost over $300,000 a year and positive contribution to the bottom line.
That's awesome. You know, you acquired C3 Labs since the last time we talked. Also, I want to know if you can give myself and my listeners a little bit of update of what's going on with the Palm Desert facility.
Yeah, well, let's talk about California a little bit. We started off a little bit in that tangent, and that is, number one, as most of our listeners should be aware, you know, testing was required as of January 1st, but the state had a second tier of testing requirements as of July 1st.
Right.
And so now what we're starting to see is a few things. Number one, the demand for testing is continuing to increase as licensed operators in the state are coming online. Number two, you know, our C3 facility, now known as Evia Labs Berkeley, we successfully received our ISO accreditation in June. We upgraded some of our technologies. We have the latest Shimatsu technology for all of our state compliance tests that are fully installed. And now we're basically, you know, bringing clients on, starting off a little slow to make sure that we work out all the kinks, but quickly running up that RAM run rate. What we're finding is the demand is growing hand over fist. So we've talked a little about before, right, in April, our facility up in Humboldt. We finished all of our tenant improvements, completing the equipment installations right now, looking to come online here in the next 60 days so that we can serve that market. And then Palm Desert, a very important marketplace as well. As we look at our three other license opportunities in Southern California, you know, Palm Desert, LA, and Costa Mesa, Palm Desert's our number one focus right now. There's a plethora of grows going out in the Coachella area, Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs. We're right in the middle in Palm Desert, the city of Palm Desert. We're going through the final licensing phase right now. The licensing itself will take about 60 days, and then we'll be able to start doing all of our tenant improvements coming online in the fourth calendar quarter this year. So we're really excited about our positioning in California and how we're looking to target and take control of this marketplace.
You've been listening to William Waldrop. He is my guest today, CEO of Evio Inc., trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EVIO. Last time that you were on the show, we didn't get a chance to talk about retiring convertible debt. That just happened here recently. Can you bring us up to speed of what did that entail?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did have some, people call it flawless convertible debt. They've been great strategic financing partners as we continue to grow in the early stages of Evio through 2016 and 17. But as my commitment to our shareholders with the reverse stock split in September 2017, you know, we looked at going to more traditional types of financing. So as a result of that, we were able to have all of our flawless convertibles have retired. In January, as mentioned, we had a very successful raise courtesy of Dominant Capital out of Toronto and their efforts. We raised over $6 million, and that was a fixed convertible. So no more are there floorless convertibles. Now we have traditional fixed convertibles, with a standard 8% coupon rate. I think those ones converted at 60 cents. But these are the types of financing partners that we need to grow and create a stable platform for Evio to build on.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Canada market. What is the status of cannabis testing in Canada? And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, if they're coming online, I believe, in October 1st?
Yep, absolutely. So Health Canada will be the second country, if you will, that has legalized recreational, the first G7 country that has legalized recreational marijuana. So the way Canada is working right now is Health Canada, who regulates the labs, in Canada, is also going through a current process of improving their rules, just like in the States. It's a constant evolution of rules. And they're looking to mandate independent testing for all of the licensed producers throughout Canada. And Canada is kind of a unique marketplace right now because there's been some recent consolidations. Anandia, a very well-known testing and genetics company in British Columbia, was acquired by Aurora a few months ago. There's been a number of other key acquisitions. So the number of independent testing companies, like our partner and acquisition subsidiary in Edmonton, Keystone Labs, the number of those independent labs are getting fewer and far between. So we're in the process right now of deploying all of the Evio methods, installing new equipment, so that we can become that premier provider of testing services up in Canada as Health Canada continues to mandate the service needs.
If you're out there listening to my program and you want to get involved in the cannabis stock or that particular industry, look no further than Evio. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EVIO. I personally think they're grossly undervalued here in the 70-cent area. In closing, William, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Absolutely. I think the key element here is, look, we are in a dynamic growth industry. There's opportunities abundant. We're focusing on key markets such as California. We're looking at Canada. Massachusetts is finally going to be rolling out recreational cannabis shortly. So there's so many key opportunities for a company like FAO Labs to participate in. Like I said, we don't touch the plant. We're ancillary to the service industry, and we are a perfect opportunity here to capitalize in this marketplace.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I wish you nothing but continued success, and hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days.
Thank you again, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.